Well, what a day it's been, and what a week it will be. I guess you're aware what we're doing. We've been talking about it for a long time, our 10th anniversary, and we finally actually reached it last night. Pete Fornatel marked it at about 7 o'clock. It was 10 years ago that night that we began this very special kind of radio here at WNEW-FM. And all of this week you'll be hearing special remembrances of the last 10 years, with a lot of exciting things. Tonight, later on, you'll hear my discussion with Elton John from a Thanksgiving weekend back in 1974. We'll be doing that later on, and a whole bunch of things throughout the week. This is Dennis Eltzis at WNEW-FM, and certainly, more than anything I can remember in a long time, this week proves that it doesn't matter who you are, where you go, or what you do. Rock and roll never forgets.
It's the life I choose. No use in asking me to slow down, 'cause I got nothing to lose. But time and time is all I've got. You know I was born standing up with a guitar in my hand. I'm not trying to come on like Hollywood, but Hollywood is.
We are.
Now, this track that we have queued up here called Rock Is My Life, and This Is My Song, you couldn't get a more direct title than that. Is it? Is that exactly where the song came from, feeling that way?
Yeah, it is kind of a story about my life. I just turned 31. I've been playing since I was 5. You know, so I've had like my 26th year in music. The first part was on violin, and I've had like 16 on guitar, and 16 professional years, 10 and a half with the Guess Who, and about the last 4 with BTO. So I've been in it a long time, and I was writing this song, and I had the idea to call it Biography of a Band, which is a really dumb title, but I wanted it to be something like that, like A Day in the Life, you know, that Beatles tune. I wanted to call it A Life in a Day, but it was too much of a play on that Beatles title. And we had the whole song laid out without a real hook line. And there's a certain guy who works at Mercury Records. His name is Stan Bly, and he always says, "Hockey is my life, Bobby Orr is my life," and stuff like that. And I'm always writing songs, and our manager one night came into our motel really late, and he was straightening out the money with the promoter, and I stay with him. And he came in, I was writing songs, and he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Rock is my life. Leave me alone, I'm writing a hit." That's kind of a joke with us. And somebody bothers me, I say, "I'm writing a hit." You know, in my head, I could be writing a hit song. And we couldn't get the right title for this. And somebody said, why don't you call it what you always say, Rock is my life. So I tried it, and I said it kind of in a Bob Dylan kind of a voice. And when I first heard the playback, it was very eerie to me. And when we do that on stage, you see a lot of kids crying. Not crying, but they're emotional. Because I guess they can relate to me and other guys like John Lennon and Bob Dylan. Where I remember like 15 years ago, people were saying rock and roll isn't going to last. Remember the Bill Haley stuff? Is it going to be around next year? And it's stayed around so long, it's become guys' lives, you know?
Randy Bachman talking with us on December 7th, 1974. They were in town to play a show at the Fillmore. Now, of course, the Fillmore had long since closed, but this was one of those attempts to reopen the Fillmore. They were going to call it the NFE, the New Fillmore East, or maybe they couldn't use the word Fillmore and they were just going to use the initials. And Randy Bachman, then with Bachman Turner Overdrive, they have recently announced the split, stopped up at the station and talked with us and described that song, Rock Is My Life, and This Is My Song. Bad Company, Live for the Music, and Bob Seger. And rock and roll never forgets here at WNEW-FM. 102.7, this is Dennis Elsis at WNEW-FM. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 45, variable sunshine and cloudiness tomorrow, a high around 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, fair to partly cloudy, a low around 45 to 50. And the outlook for Wednesday, cloudy, a high around 60 to 65. Currently 52 degrees. And partly cloudy here at WNAW-FM. Crazy Eddie, the man who drove you crazy at home, wants to drive you crazy in your car. He's got what it takes to outfit your car with sound and communications at the most ridiculous prices anywhere. Car stereo, car speakers, 8-track and cassette players, FM stereo radios, or CBs. Check all the advertised specials, get the best price you can find, and then call 645-1196. Crazy Eddie will do better. He's got every major brand of car stereo and CB, Audiovox, Pioneer, Jensen, Blaupunkt, Sanyo, Panasonic, and Hi-Gain Cobra. They're on display at Coney Island Avenue, Kings Highway in Brooklyn, 6th Avenue and 8th Street, Manhattan, East Fordham Road in the Bronx, Jericho Turnpike in Syosset, and Crazy Eddie's news store at 809 Route 17, Paramus, New Jersey. Crazy Eddie, he'll drive you nuts with his outrageous prices on car stereo and CBs. Call 645-1196 for a free price quote. That's Crazy Eddie. This is Dennis Elsis at WNEW-FM in New York. Later on tonight, we'll hear the repeat of my interview with Elton John. And then when Allison joins us after 10, it's her annual Halloween special. Coming up tomorrow in the morning, Dave Herman. His conversation with Joan Baez on Pete Fornatale's show tomorrow from 10 to 2. You'll hear the story of Paul McCartney and whether Paul was dead or not. You remember that whole controversy? Well, you hear a whole thing about that. And also, I believe that Pete will be playing back in a very early interview with Elton John when he had just come over for one of the first times from 1970. And tomorrow afternoon, Scott Muni will be reliving the Jefferson Starship in Central Park, and you'll hear that tomorrow afternoon. All of this week, special programming. We'll be telling you about it as it comes forth here at 102.7 WNEW-FM. We can't forget about the new albums either. Got some great new releases in today, including this one, Footloose and Fancy Free, the title of the brand new album from Rod Stewart.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know exactly why it happened this way, but we got this Rod Stewart album in today, this brand new album, Footloose and Fancy Free, and there is a version of You Keep Me Hanging On more reminiscent of the Vanilla Fudge than anything that I've heard in almost 10 years. As you may remember, way back when, in 1967, the Vanilla Fudge, with the early psychedelia, and a most unusual hit single for them of a song that the Supremes had had a big hit with just a few years before, of You Keep Me Hanging On. And they came forth under the direction of Shadow Morton out of Long Island, the old Vanilla Fudge, and did You Keep Me Hanging On. We heard from them, and then we heard brand new, just arrived today, from Rod Stewart, almost exactly timed the same, 7 minutes and 20-some-odd seconds, Rod Stewart from his brand new album. And Footloose and Fancy Free, the album, and You Keep Me Hanging On is the track. In Metro Media Stereo, here at WNEW-FM. This is Dennis Elsis at WNEW-FM, and another album, also just arrived today. Certainly an artist that has been with us these 10 years and has cropped up from time to time. Always unusual and always very haunting music. And this collaboration I've been hearing a lot about. The production and co-songwriting of Phil Spector on this brand new album from Leonard Cohen. Certainly that's Phil Spector influenced, isn't it? Seems a little hard to believe that that could actually be Leonard Cohen. But from a brand new album called Death of a Ladies' Man, Leonard Cohen, and a song called Memories. Of course, Memories of the Early Days, Leonard Cohen was a little more like this.
Come over to the window, my little darling. I'd like to try to read your poem. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home.
Leonard Cohen and So Long, Marianne at 102.7 WNEW-FM in New York.